and war. Oh, oh, come Nerevar, come and look upon my heart, upon my heart. Oh, lay down your weapon, it is not too late for my mercy. Oh, oh, come and look upon my heart, upon my heart. Oh, 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 I'm a god, how can you kill a god? What a grand and intoxicating innocence. I'm a god. How can you kill a god? Shame on you, sweet Nerevar.
Oh, there you are, Nerevar. My moon and sun, reborn and returned to me at last. Welcome. I have spent years imagining what I would say upon meeting you again. How about how I would feel gazing into your visage, drinking you in, seeing some inkling that it was truly you before me once more. But as novel as this is, wondrous new body of yours, I turned my eyes upon you immediately. I recognize your very soul. I know it to be you, my beloved. Please sit, so long as you're comfortable. I need you to know that no recall or intervention spells will work in this place. But if you wish to leave, you need not hesitate nor explain yourself. There is not no escape. Make yourself at home, and please excuse the gloom. May I offer you something to wash the blight dust from your throat? Brandy, perhaps. Or if your tastes have become more common, I have Sujama, if that would suffice. I had expected as much. Here, please drink it deeply and sit with me comfortably. You are my guest, and I have yearned for the chance to quench your thirst. Of course you may take my hand in your own. Whatever you need to tell me, you may. Please speak plainly. What do you mean you have not come alone? Vivek? The very mention of that weedy little two-tone poet warrior twink's name in this place dishonors us both. What is Azura's star? This? Ah. Why does it pulse so? Our esteemed two-tone twink friend? I don't follow, Nerevar. Your revenge? You mean he is? You killed him? You killed a god? How could you kill a god? And you trapped his soul in Azura's star? What a fool I am! How could I have not foreseen this? What a grand and intoxicating innocence. My sweet Nerevar, I can only hope that it brings peace to your sleep, knowing you lay your head down and awake in a world where he breathes no more. That serpent who struck you down, that weasel who stole you from my arms, that beast who plucked your weeping widow from your graveside to gift her to Sothasil as a consort, as though she were little more than a shiny bauble to bestow upon his favorite conspirator. In truth, I am neither surprised nor shaken by this revelation. Indeed, it stands as incontrovertible proof that you truly are powerful, just, and wise leader I fell in love with a millennia ago. Yes, yes. That love still burns deeply within me, Nerevar. Even now, laying my eyes on you, my own heart pounds in my ears, louder even than the beat of the thrum of the heart of Loken through that door. Oh, to oblivion with it. If you would be amenable to give consent, I wish to make love to you with the furious passion we used to. Regretfully, I must keep my mask on. A few thousand years of insanity and innumerable scars at the hand of the tribunal has caused me to age, well, less than gratefully. You're sure then? Ah, wonderful. Come here, closer. Get on top of me. Your warmth of your embrace is something I've missed. Thousands of years of madness undone by a few seconds of your scent and the caress of your body holding me tightly. As I'm now holding you. I need not immortality. I need only you. Spread for me, Nerevar. Daddy Dagatha needs his Nerevar nummies. Yes. Let me enter you, Nerevar. Open unto me. You are so tight. You feel so perfect around me, sweet Nerevar. That's it. Oh, yes. Fuck. Oh, my sweet, sweet Nerevar. I have missed this. Yes, here is Azura's star. Still vibrating? Give it here. Yes, what if I hold on to it? Just there, while you bounce on me. Oh, you're going to enjoy this a lot, aren't you? Fuck on Daddy, my sweet moon and star, my sweet Nerevar. Yes. What a delectable little fool you are. I am a god. How can you make a god come from just clenching? Grind on Azura's star for me. I need you to be louder for me, precious Nerevar. Yes. That's better. Yes. Grind on me. Yes. Roll those divine hips. You're getting close already, aren't you? Oh, yes. Yes. You're slick, wet, hungry, and clinching me. So much raw need, and I love every second of it. Ah, yes. Feel the vibrations ripping across your tender flesh as my godly cock stretches your sweet, tight hole. Feel my fingers stroke your precious face. Hear my voice rumble and tingle inside you as it makes its way into your ears. Remember how we fucked like this so many times. Oh, yes. Our legs entwined, our moons intensifying, dancing into each other's mouths, becoming one with another. One spent, pile of seed and sweat and total satisfaction. Your voice quivering. Shivering, shuddering out desperate, needy begging for daddy. Oh, yes. Louder, my sweet Nerevar. Is this how you honor the sixth house and the tribe unmourned? Come for me, Nerevar. Come for me openly and not by stealth. Yes. Louder. Yes. Fuck, I am close. Yes. Yes. But you... you are the challenger. So, to you goes the first orgasm. Please, sweet Nerevar. Come, my precious moon and star. Come for me through fire and war. Friend or traitor, come. Come on me, yes. Good, Nerevar. Come, yes. Oh, yes. Fuck. Come with me. Again. Yes. Daddy Dergoth is coming to town. Allow me to hold you. That was well worth waiting for. Of course, I loved every minute. And of course, I adore you as you are, sweet Nerevar. Khajiit Bozma, Cliff Racer, it matters not which form you were to take. You are my moon and star. I would recognize you if you had been reborn as a sniveling, snuffling mud crab. Yes, I have no doubt that your softness and warmth would be well missed if I were destined to snuggle up to a pointy, chitinous soulmate for the rest of our days. Sweet Nerevar, what a lovely fool you are, my fool, mine. You will be mine forever, in my soul and in my mind, as I am surely in yours. Poof, of course I am.
Sing once again with me, our strange duet. My power over you grows stronger yet. And though you turn from me, you glance behind. The dagger of the earth is
sorry. I didn't mean to nearly poke your eye out. I was just aiming for your forehead. Because that's where your mind resides. Nerevar, are you all right? May I kiss it better? Yes. I will have to take my mask to render this medical assistance. Here goes. Is this acceptable, Nerevar? Do I horrify you, disgust you? Is it too much? Am I not pretty ill? We are equally damaged. Oh, Nerevar, sweet Nerevar. I love you. You are my moon and star, sweet Nerevar.